Good morning. We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, page 711, letters 22. You can also find it in Sage's Fruit, page 76. You can ask questions through Kab.TV. Chosen relevant question to the study shall be heard during the lesson. So again, the writings of Baal HaSulam, page 711, letter 22. I have received your letter from Tishrei 14th. But my friend, why are you not satisfied with the first order I had given you, and you are asking for another? For I have told you already that you are not at liberty to make new orders for yourself, neither light nor severe. And it seems as if you had forgotten the basis with your demand for new orders. It can only be the result of the inclination. I'm here to remind you about the first order I had given you. And may the Lord help you that you will not have any stops from now on in the work of the Creator, only to rise higher and higher until you will be rewarded to be adhered with the Creator properly. One. And the Shem Yitbarach in the Lord, that is the system where all souls are connected together, filled with one force, with the unity which is revealed in them, this eternal spiritual life. So this is all called Hey Malchut, which is tied up with Bina. The first Hey with the bottom Hey, and together in a mutual action they rise to Keter. One, to always be willing for the work of the Creator about 2 hours after midnight, not later, meaning from the 8th hour of Arvit. Second, according to a relative clock, a relative time. Two, in the first 2 hours, to engage in midnight correction, to grieve yourself for the exile of Israel and the sorrow of the Holy Divinity for his transgressions, and then in prayers and beggings until the 10th hour. Of course, we don't just press a button here somewhere or pinch myself and start crying for the exile and for the necessity and more and more. Rather, we're talking about times, situations, that is, when a person is doing it in his internal vessels, when the system is revealed to him and the new deficiency from a new level is revealed to him. And Baal HaSulam, he doesn't write here about times, which are night or day. Here it's like this, and in Australia it can be something else. He writes about a man entering situations, these situations called midnight. I cannot look at my watch. Oh, soon it's midnight, leave me alone. I'm now entering to the sorrow of the divinity. In 5 minutes, I'm going to cry. Rather, a person is making actions, preparations. Actions of preparations, they depend on a man. And out of the preparation, if he's doing the right preparation, then he enters a new degree. And that new degree already depends on the Creator from above. So a new corrupted desire is opened up for him, and then he feels to be in darkness, in exile. And this is how he advances. And that means that he entered a midnight correction. Like we say that midnight is called the revelation of the new corrupted vessels, darkness. But midnight, that means that from there onward, from that point onward, we begin to correct them. How? In how we ascribe this midnight, this darkness to the higher, to Abba Ve'ima. As we say that at midnight, this is the half. It's like the point of the chazeh. From there onward, we begin to have work for the new day, for the next day. When darkness is revealed, but already an intended darkness for the higher, for the upper Abba Vima, who perform a coupling. When do they perform a coupling? At midnight. What does it mean, midnight? That the person, through his preparation, reached a situation that is called midnight. It can be 5 a.m. or 10 a.m. according to our time. Let's move on. 3. From the 10th hour until prayer, this is the time of studying from holy books, Bereshit, Chochmah, etc., and the writings of the Ari. And you should thoroughly understand in everything that you will learn. And if you will not thoroughly understand, don't relax until your heart will open up and you will understand the Creator, because this is the main thing, meaning to say what the Creator is giving you. 4. To determine time for Torah without a stop of light conversation, God forbid, and you should determine a time not less from 5 hours, and you will be able to determine them whenever you want throughout the hours of the day, as long as you won't stop in any empty conversation, and there will be a proper study and in the revealed study, and to be cautious not to forget anything from the study. And therefore, you should repeat the study properly. So again, also here, every word he's using, we have to interpret it in its spiritual sense. What are the hours of the day when the light comes and scrutinizes everything for him? And he went through these corrections called Krishma of sacrifices of the Creator of Light, the prayer of 18, and Sim Shalom, he received the light. And he entered the corrected day, meaning without it he cannot enter, he cannot start his day. It's not like in our case, one prays and the other does not, and the sun shines for both of them. A new day had begun for both of them. So when he's going through the day, he has corrections every moment, every second during the day. These are these sefirot, which concatenate through that system, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, etc. And then he has many corrections in each and every step when the will to receive is revealed, and correspondingly the light that scrutinizes things for him, and then he has to make the middle line. And every time the understanding and the feeling of the system, and he delves deeper and deeper and deeper, and this is how it goes day by day, until this eternal system is revealed in him, inside man, of course, and not externally as it seems to us, this world. That remains as it is. Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah is called the wisdom of the internality of the Torah. So everything he says here, each and every word, we have to translate into internal meaning, what day is, what night is, what is to wake up, to sit down, getting up is greatness, sitting down is smalling, laying down is the losing of mochin. And we should understand everything only in such a way. Item 4, line Karaoui. And it is proper that the Talmud of the teaching is very fit for you. When he says here, Pshat, Remesh, Drush, So, to engage in all these parts of the Torah, to study the Pshat, the literal meaning, that's clear. So, when the light shines, then a person deals with Pshat, the literally, because everything is clear to him, not like we think that the opinion of the Lalons is opposite to the opinion of the Torah. Like you take the Bible and you're reading like a little kid, you're reading, a kid is reading, and you're reading the Pshat. Pshat is the opposite. When you're reading it, and the light shines on you, and you attain, then you attain the Pshat. Meaning, so drush, remesh, and pshat. from sod to pshat, into the depth of the 4 degrees of your will to receive, when the light shines into the 4 degrees of your will to receive, and you see what is happening in them. And in them, the system, the godliness system of the connection of all souls is revealed to you, to the divinity, and how Zeranpin, the creator, is connected to it. Then the coupling of Kuchabrihu and Shchinta, divinity, is happening in you as the middle line, because you arrange the connection between them. That means that you study the Torah. And when it is revealed through all this Pshat, Remesh, Drush, Sod, then that means that you're studying Pshat.
You have come this, that everything is abstract from all clothing, meaning from all concealments. And of course this has to be in day, yes? That from the time that you corrected yourself at midnight to the hours that it illuminates. Also, you'll be able to study from the friends with whoever you want during these 5 hours. Although, don't speak in other matters that they are not from the relating to the study. Meaning, whatever is not revealed to you from above, you're not allowed to touch it. Only in the thickness that's revealed to you from the light. Now you can learn. What does this mean that you can learn with others? This is already a later stage, yes? Not as preparation, as the entire night is called preparation for the day. And also here, after you did corrections in the day, you can join others, meaning in reception and intention to bestow, you can learn Torah with others. That's how we learn. It's from the mitzvah of Ahava, the correction of love. Although, don't speak in different matters that are not relating to the study, that it should not be revealed between you something which is not revealed, not related to the study. The will to receive is revealed only with the respect to your connection to the goal, and only that. Other things, meaning not relating to the things in the world. Yes, people in such corrections have no connection to these things. There is a cautiousness here, meaning to not leave the meat, because the whole grasp of the sitracha is on the meat. Yes, beyond the meat and the skin, the basar ve'or, which is the main part of the will to receive. This is the main part of what's called the keeping of the brit. That the keeping of the brit this guardianship must be more precise. Yes? Although, don't speak in different matters which are not relating to the study, even in the manners of the work, and so on. And if your partner should not desire to learn more than 2 or 3 hours, you'll be able to complete it afterwards on your own, until you shall complete the 5 hours. 2 or 5 hours, meaning that you take him until katnut, and gadlut, he's unable to go on with you during all the 5 stages, so you can't go on with him. So you're going to go and complete it on your own. And this, that he related himself to you as small. Yes, in root 1, 2, and already in 3 and 4, he's already like joining you as some appendix, as a small. And the rest of the hours of the day, you shall succeed in this going back and forth. This is already in the vessels of reception, Rav says. That's it. So continue. Being that your own is before you, to make this effort and to hasten yourself and take the Creator with you, that you shall succeed to behave as what I have written for you. And there should exist in you the article of Rashbi from the Idra Zuta, Ani Ledodi, me for the Creator and the Creator for me. כל יומין דקטרנה בהי אלמה בחד קטירה דקטרנה בי בקדש ברוך הוא ובגין כך השתה ועלי תשוקתו. That's Aramaic for all the days which I was tied to this world in one connection. I was tied to it with the Creator, and from this, because of this, my lusting has risen up. in this world, meaning that it begins from the basic will to receive, and there is added upon this more and more in the order of the degrees, that such each day begins from the point zero, and we rise even more, and even more is point zero, and up and down like this. And everything that we can say in this is the creator for me, Vidodili. And after a few months that you should get used to this order, let me know, and I shall add for you, or you add upon you in the paths of the creator. That if he carries this out, performs this, then he can write to him more things. Other than the private end of correction, there is also the general end of correction. There are orders. There's the what we know as the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and 10th orders that you can continue. Truly, I'm not distant from you at all, because everything is dependent upon you, because the time and the space does not bother, and not related to spirituality. And why shall you not remember the Torah that I have told you during this Shavuot, according to the article, the verse, Dome Dodi Letzvi, that our sages have said, what matzvi b'shash, during the tzvi, in the time that he is running away and he's returning the face to his posterior, and such the creator, in the time that he is diminishing himself, God forbid, from Israel, he's returning his face to the posterior. And I've told you, which in this the returning of the face to be as in the posterior, meaning that he is yearning and he's lusting to return to be adhering in Israel. From this there is born also in Israel a yearning and a lust to be adhering with the Creator, which in this measure of yearning and the kisufim is in truly in the panim themselves. And in this that is written in Balchi Nafshi, that the Hari, the Rav Yehuda Levi has said, my face towards your prayer and your desire to lechalot, to apply the face towards the Creator, being that this is the main remedy in this time, only to be persistent and to make much yearnings in kisufim, because in this the face is revealed. And I have written, there is much in this letter, and also you should have a returning of spirit. As you know, from all these structures, they are related to the purifying of the Partsuf. You attained all the day and the fulfillment of the day. Yes, Israel, the light and the Torah are one. That Israel, the Torah and the Creator are one. That it's according to the new desire that you caused her also to couple with the Zeranpin. The Holy Divinity is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You revealed this in the middle line, and you revealed it in you that this is the middle line. This is called the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator. That in this you caused the adhesion with the Creator and the vessel called the Malchut, the collection of all the souls. You revealed this. You did your day. This is your daily reward. Now you enter the new process. The surrounding light comes. The same surrounding light that once caused you all the nice vessels, all your yearnings, all your deficits, he gave you all the force of scrutinization, of correction, everything. The same surrounding light now purifies the screen. It takes everything from you that you had. It causes such things for you that you're willing to depart from that whole nice state. You're willing to leave the day. You're willing to go towards the night, because you see that in this you have not attained the wholeness of your bestowal to that which you love. And in this agreement of yours that it occurs, it stops this day, and then there begins the order towards the departure of the lights. The point of the Partsuf, that in this already is built a vessel for the next stage. A person enters like this from Mincha, towards the end of the day, and afterwards towards night, Laila. And all this departure is called Dome Dodi Letzvi. When the Creator is departing, I must understand this is the greatest chassadim, the greatest mercy which he's causing to me, that he causes me in this the greatest lust, that I truly I will like throw myself upon him, that I shall kill myself over him. We say it's like a flirt, that he plays with me in this way in order to draw me, in order to build within me an even greater yearning, more internal, more delicate, more directed. He reveals in me the ability to discern in him more things which we are still found to be in the lack of connection of them. And this I reveal, the previous connection has not disappeared, rather specifically upon that, because I attained it, now there is a revelation of an even greater lack of connection. The kisufim become even bigger. It's all dependent upon this time of the departure, that we should now be adhered to the new vessels being revealed, that we should desire to receive them as the big appetite before the fulfillment. That as much as the lust is greater, then the greater fulfillment, the pleasure is revealed. The lust should not be revealed in the middle, because otherwise the unprepared vessel can disappear. He must let this thing advance and continue while still it doesn't just stop on its own. Meaning a person here needs to be burning towards the opposite direction. It's like he's doing reverse. That he's willing that will be revealed more and more and more hunger and appetite and truly like hardships of like the stomach. That and just bad things, as if there are things like in front of him, the ability to fulfill himself. Yes, here the sitracha helps a person this very much. A person like stands upon this and he doesn't want to do anything from his side, no action like this. These things we have to learn in our time of preparation to carry out upon ourselves. That as much as a person needs to be patient in the revelation of the empty vessels, like Baal HaSulam also says about the exile of Egypt, that after the 210 years that they were back then, that we already had the revelation, and this already caused a destruction for all the following degrees. Because there must be a revelation in these 400 years and 4 degrees, yes? He writes in a few places that this patience, I don't exactly remember where he wrote this, but this patience is a partial lust. He also wrote this in the letter in page Ayin, that the partial lust is not completing itself. It doesn't pay off. It must be truly as that my beloved is like a gazelle, yes? That he must be in this like connection with the Creator, that he must understand that his departure is like bringing it's like bringing medicine to a child, and the child is like saying, like, what, my parents want to make me sick. They're giving me poison. So we must say that despite that I feel this I feel it in me as something bad, as a true poison. But on the other hand, it's a medicine. This poison is a medicine. We must try to receive it this way. So if we receive it this way and we're happy in this, that the wicked is revealed even more through this medicine. Yes, like through these two opposites. So in this, my beloved, the Creator, is like a gazelle, like he's departing. And is revealed to be to the posterior. This duality here is very important to maintain both of them. A person can't do it all in one shot. I'm departing myself from my will to receive, and that's it. No, he must acquire the thickness, along with the revelation of the Creator as good, as this, along with the sensation against this, that this is bad. This discrimination of the bitter and sweet with respect to the truth and false. So, in this, the vessel is opened up in size, to the extent of the synchronization between the truth and false and the bitter and sweet, that he must hold the truth against bitter, that's revealed the darkness into night. And when we understand, it's revealed that this face is illuminating through the posterior. This is from adhering the point of Malchut to the Zeranpin. This is the Panim from the Acholayim, the face from the posterior. From the side of the Malchut, it's already Panim. So, and then the person is like adhered to the Creator that's revealed there. How do we say this? That in this, a person completes his point of adhesion, and in this he enacts Abba and Ima. They begin to make the coupling on midnight, and they already operate until the reading of Shema, of Korbanot, of sacrifices. The process is very actual, very tangible. It's like truly passing on the bones. Well, okay, we did finish the letter. Yes, David.
Whether this yearning which you describe, is it lust and envy in a corrected way, or is it something totally different? Whether the yearning, you talked a lot about this lust yearning, whether lust and yearning, these are something corrected or something completely different? I don't understand your question. Here, mainly, a person sees that darkness is revealed to him, and he should see in it the panim, the face of the Creator. What is it, my beloved, is like a gazelle. The darkness is revealed. The whole world becomes more hostile. Problems, mean, sad, am completely eaten up. I discovered darkness. I have to see in it the face, the panim of the Creator. He deliberately runs away from me in order to reveal the darkness for me, and inside the darkness I should reveal His light. What is the light? It's not the light, is it what I reveal, the light of His face. These are the points which are part of the departure of the screen from Tabor to Peh. To see in the separation the construction of the new vessels, but without corrections yet. But I'm going for it. I want it. I do it happily. Otherwise, it's not a vessel. Otherwise, I don't acquire it. If I'm shut down against these sufferings that I feel during darkness, I am not united at darkness with the Creator, with my beloved. Why is it called my beloved is like a gazelle? My beloved, it's a connection. And if I'm not connected to Him during darkness, running away, problems, humiliation, nothing is working the lot. I have to find myself in Him, with Him together. Otherwise, I won't build my vessel for the next degree. I don't know if many words will help here. What we're studying, these are the same words, but either in technique, like in Talmud Eser HaSfirot, or different variations, but the principle is the same. This is the work of the screen from Tabu to Pe, from Pe to Tabu. This is the whole thing. There's nothing more than this action. It all happens inside also, but unconsciously. Yes, Bensi. The empty vessels are supposed to be revealed in men's connection with others, with the friends, or with the Creator. So how does it come to be? The vessels, that is something that is done only with the vessels. What is happening with others? This is merely a preparation. This is Israel, Oraita, and Kucha Brichu. It cannot be in action towards someone else. Towards someone else, then you are like a pretty person, like you have a beautiful soul. Then you're in the degree of still of sanctity. But it has nothing to do with the Creator. It has to do with the Creator only if you discover Him during darkness. This is the time of preparation that later on He will shine inside your vessels. He will shine in you. We're talking about practice. We're talking about very practical things, about reality. You have some kinds of hard periods of times of confusions and all. So this is the period of time we're talking about. In this period of time, which is darkness, you need to locate that it all comes from the Creator. That is one. And second, you need to locate in it His panim, His face. So that's the second thing you have to do. When it's not coming from Him, that is called there is none else but Him. When can you say it? You can say also about darkness, I feel bad, everything is wrong. But everything comes from Him. But when do you locate His happiness? The sign for it is happiness. When you're happy for that darkness, for all the problems, because this is a revelation. When you properly cope with it, you're not just happy about it. There are some kind of people, I don't want to say Breslevs, but something similar. But I'm talking about the depth of the work. But happiness, this is of his type. Rabbi Nachman, he was a giant. He was huge. He was great in it. His work, especially in that, he pushed his Hasidis, his disciples, especially to reveal that my beloved is like a gazelle exactly from within the darkness. That is to reveal my beloved, to reveal the face in such a darkness where only in one point you hold on to Him and it's gone. One point you hold on to Him and it disappears. Therefore it is called Nekudot, points in the purification of the Patsuf. This is an instant contact and a new Aviut consciousness is revealed and you try to reveal the Panim and a new Aviut is revealed and again you try to reveal the Panim and this is the purification of the screen. All the rest, this is something you should try to materialize by yourself, but not through your imagination, rather through actual work. There's more to it. A student from the U.S. says that it makes him be scared that he is not even close to fulfill the instructions of Baal HaSulam and he never thinks he will be able to. It's good because he's already having darkness, as we had said. So that's a good thing. You have described a certain lasting situation as if there's a constant chasing. Yes, because this is a purification, not a purification yet, but like the purification of the Potsu from Tabu to Pre, as we learn. So this is the way it is, the screen which purifies by the surrounding light. It is the same surrounding light that works. This surrounding light that gave us the force, now the same surrounding light reveals us the new coarseness, the new vessel. And that happens because the Masach purifies from Tabu to Pe through points, meaning a new coarseness is revealed. I'm losing my orientation. Where is the darkness? Where is the Creator? Where am I? And at that moment, there is a disconnection between what darkness is and that it comes from the Creator. And there are innovations, constant innovations. These are these points. And eventually, when we come to the completion of the points, this is not an easy thing to do. It has to reach an end. But when? When? You know, in spirituality, there is no time. So it turns out that when it's completed, when it's finished, you enter a new coupling of striking, not a new coupling of striking, but rather the light which accumulates under the peofosh. This is the fifth part, which is very problematic part in Tess. So the same, you said something like that. I have to let it last until it will stop on its own, meaning this unconscious stops on its own. I am in no rush. It's a good thing you ask. I don't stop it itself, meaning I focus only on the point of adhesion, not more than that. I don't want those things to change. I don't determine that there should be night or day, darkness or light. I only want to determine one thing, and I cry for it, and I demand for it. I want to be adhered to Him at all, in any situation. I don't care about anything else. I don't care about the situations themselves. That is clear, isn't it? Okay, pass the mic to Yoni. Yes, Yoni. I remember when I was 7, 8 years old, I kept talking to the Creator. I remember you at that age. When I felt good, I used to talk to Him. When I felt bad, I used to ask Him why. How come now it is considered to be a spiritual thing? Why now, when I think about the Creator, let's say 24 hours a day, is it considered to be spirituality? Even then it was something spiritual, only it came to you through an awakening from above, from the side of the Creator, let's put it this way, who awakened us, and now He wants us that we, in response for His awakening, that we will respond with our own awakening. This is our own awakening. When can it be? In darkness. When He gives us obstacles every time, and then a person has to reveal out of these obstacles his own yearning, craving. This is exactly something that you now build, your own vessel. You do it now. He is giving you the opportunity to do so. Then you had no opportunities back then. He only shined on you through the surrounding lights. Every one of us has such periods of times in life, kids especially. And that is in order to promote, to advance the soul towards the correction. Yes. We have to move on to the second part of the lesson now. Let's move on to the second part of the lesson in Talmud Esra Sfirot.